Hello there, we're in the World House of the Rocky Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, are you ready? I said, are you ready? If you want to summarize him, calm down. If you want to summarize him in three words, those words will be fire, power, prayer. Am I correct? Calm down. His voice daily resonates with hope, with deliverance, with healing to over 1 million people all over the world. A seasoned pastor, a passionate preacher, an astute teacher, a man who understands the rudiments of spiritual warfare, tactics, and instrumentality of prayer. Founder or lead pastor of Streams of Joy International. By the way, some of the pastors of Streams of Joy are also here with him. I don't know if they can just rise up for recognition. Some of the pastors from Streams of Joy are also here with him. Please help me celebrate and recognize them in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Pastor Jerry was acknowledged and recognized by one of the biggest international media, CNN, as the prayer warrior and religious leader with the strongest global influence all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, is the most watched preacher on YouTube with more than 100,000 peak concurrent viewers every single day. A passionate lover of God, a consummate conference speaker with a deep passion to see people achieve their God-given mission on earth. PJ, as he's fondly called, hosts over 5,000 worshippers in various branches of the church headquarters in Umuahia and in Abuja. Ladies and gentlemen, married to Pastor Jerry, who he often refers to as his Calabar Princess, their marriage is blessed with two lovely children. Ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce him, let me say something. You all know the person. Be careful. You all know the Pastor Jerry, prayer warrior. You all know the Pastor Jerry, man of fire. Let me tell you the Pastor Jerry most Nigerians don't know, because the bloggers will not carry it. Pastor Jerry has built churches and handed over to pastors not in Streams of Joy. Pastor Jerry has thousands, literally, of pastors whose salaries, whose families are being fed by him. And let me say this to you. This semester, my two daughters will not have been in school but for Pastor Jerry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The details are not important. But I'm saying, here is a man whose joy is just to pour out to people. You know the prayer warrior, but the bloggers will never tell you about the man who literally gives his life for others. When after the surgery, my wife said, let the girl stay at home for one semester. I said, God can do something. Let us pray. Because we still have bills to pay till now. And guess what? He said, come and see me. And I went over there. And he wrote off school fees for my two university daughters. If you believe, what God cannot do does not exist. Rise on your feet. Receive Pastor Jerry hands. Would you put your hands together? I know you are shouting to Jesus. Lift up your voice. Let's celebrate Jesus. Shout to the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate Jesus. He's worthy. He's worthy. Celebrate. Celebrate. Somebody give the Lord an answer. Wherever you are, can you lift up your right hand? Can I hear you turn the fire? Let me hear you turn the fire. Let me hear you turn the fire. I want you to declare, say right now. Say right now. Right now. Whatsoever that is not of the Lord around my life, around my career, around my business, right now, fire, 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 open your mouth, rakatoles, rakatima, ashabade, ekotole, rakatada, ishada, epekotade, esendeke, eliberada, akosa, elebete, rekotoda, ishade, epekotoda, rekadea, in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we bless you tonight. Jesus, we ask, let there be none of any man but all of you. Father, we ask, oh God, superintend over tonight, oh God. Lord, that not one man, not one woman will live here without her. Father, we ask, let there be a shift. Let there be an overturning. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be an outpouring. Let fallow grounds be broken. Let victory be released. Let a lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. Would you take your seat in the presence of the Lord? And I want to say that I am very excited to be here tonight. And I want to say this is home for me. House on the Rock, Enugu is home for me. And so please, in due course, permit me if I misbehave. Because it's only at home that is where you have the luxury and the leisure and the pleasure to misbehave. And once again, I count it as a huge honor to be here this evening. And I want to say, please, if it is not too much for the asking, help me celebrate Pastor Edwin's one more time. God bless you, Pastor Ed. I love you from the depth of my heart. God bless you for who you are and all that you represent. God bless you. And I want to celebrate too many. As it is, the Bible speaks clearly. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a son named Emmanuel. Come Matthew. We find the fullness and the fulfillment of the Capolasa. I know they say you are not qualified. You needed to pray 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. But sometimes Emmanuel uses the weak things of this world in order to confound the wise. Let somebody help me turn that Emmanuel. Can you shout it again, Emmanuel? Can you thunder it again, Emmanuel? Look forth and showcase himself to the degree that he will make men know that you are a carrier, to the degree that he can use you and do all the things that you never thought about is dependent on the revelation you have about him. So, sir,
There are people right now. Let me say this so that you will understand. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Did you see that? They will mount up with wings as eagles. Is that in your scripture? They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will walk and they will not water. Grow weary and they will run and they will not faint either which way. But notice, people of God, we are all going to be waiting on the Lord. But some people are definitely going to fly. Others are going to run. Others are going to walk. But the key word there, if you know English, you know what is called subject and predicate. The subject is that all of us waited on the Lord. But how come at the end of the day, some people were flying, some others were running, and some others, there's apparently something that those that were running knew that those that we are walking did not know. There's something that those who were flying, there's something they knew that those who were running do not know. So the degree to which you can see his manifestation is directly proportional to the revelation, to your understanding, to your discernment of who he truly is. There are some people that came tonight and all they came is for themselves. But there are people who understand, I can be here and my generation will be lining up behind me. I can be here and all my siblings will be lining up behind me. That when I raise my hand, I'm not raising for myself alone. I'm raising for every member of my family. If you understand it, can I hear you thunder, Emmanuel? I'm still trying to lay the foundation. So it is important that I remind you that he says, you will call the name of this child Emmanuel. Let me say this, that Emmanuel is not an end. Emmanuel is a continuum. Now, God with us is not an end. People of God, God is with us. Now, as Emmanuel began to journey on earth, we found out that Emmanuel doesn't just want to end with God with us. He wants to be God in us. He doesn't just want to be God in us. He wants to also be God through us. And so, people of God, Emmanuel is not an end in itself. God with us is not enough. He's got to be God in us. He still wants to be God through us. Can I have someone thunder Emmanuel? If your amen will thunder, hear me as I hear the Lord. Before 10 p.m. Nigerian time today, Kaputalada, receive an evidence that God is with you. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Let your amen thunder. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We are still on Emmanuel. Somebody help me thunder say Emmanuel. I need you to sound it like you mean it. Thunder say Emmanuel. And it is no mistake when the Bible begins to speak about Emmanuel and it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible says the same Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. Do not forget, the essence is my presence is with you. Let me say it again, the essence is my presence is with you. However, the world will question you if all you do is to speak about his presence and his presence hasn't become flesh. The world will question you if you speak about his presence. Oh, you know, God is with me. God is in my family. God is in my career. God is in my business. our generation is a oh no God, it's not even made easier by the millennials and Gen Z. No matter what you say, they want to see, can we see God in flesh? We want to touch the evidence. We want to know. Those of you who are parents, you are saying to your child, God is good. They look you in the eye. Daddy, give me the evidence. They are saying to your children, the Lord is a healer. They turn to your mommy, show me how he healed you. And people of God, Emmanuel is not a fuzzy feeling. Emmanuel is not goosebumps. Emmanuel is not just the way I'm feeling. Emmanuel has to become tangible. Emmanuel has to be seen in your career. Emmanuel has to be seen in your health. Emmanuel, the word must become flesh. It must be something I can touch. I need to let people know. If you want to ask me, is God with you? I will tell you, come closer. Come and look at this. If not for the Lord, who was on my side? Kapata. And let the other somebody turn to Emmanuel. At the sound of your amen tonight, Kabali and the Sudai, that evidence that will make men and women know that God is with you. Kabale do Siada, that tangible result. Kabandea, that will let a generation know that God is on your side. At the sound of your amen, I decree, receive it right now. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. And I want you to know that Emmanuel is the fulfillment of prophecy. Isaiah spoke about it, and we find it in the life of Mary. Isaiah spoke about it, and Mary exemplified it. Whenever we say God is with me, we are not just talking about what we receive by mental assent, but what we have held on to by the potency, by the tenacity, by the instrumentality of the word of God, by the prophecies which have been spoken over our lives. And so permit me at this point to remind everyone under the sound of my voice that Emmanuel Kapando Koshada can never show up in your life. And everyone, let me say this, Emmanuel is very mobile. Emmanuel is not just known in one area. People of God, if you go to the temple, you will find Emmanuel. But Emmanuel doesn't stop there. If you go to where the doctors of the law are, Emmanuel will be reasoning with them. So Emmanuel, Ekota Alasha, will speak in tongues. But then again, when you step out in the marketplace, when people are reasoning, Emmanuel will be made manifest. Let somebody help me thunder. Say Emmanuel. Let me hear you thunder, Emmanuel. Let me hear you thunder, Emmanuel. Let me hear you thunder, Emmanuel. Let your amen thunder louder. Just so that I can go into what I have to say tonight. Because the truth of the matter is that the devil made a mistake by allowing you come here. Listen, you better get ready. My assignment here tonight is to make sure that the man that came in here, that the woman that came in here, will not be the same man or woman that will live here. If your amen will thunder while you are still in church, let there be an answer. Let there be an evidence. Let there be an answer. Let there be an evidence. Let there be an answer. Let there be an evidence. Let your amen rise high. And people of God, but you know what? The Emmanuel concept. Because I'm not just looking at Emmanuel as an abstract word. But I want to talk about Emmanuel as being the visibility and the tangibility of the manifest presence of God. You know that Emmanuel lived to sacrifice. Emmanuel lived to die. Emmanuel, every part of his life, whether for earthly ministry or after the ministry, all he did was to live and sacrifice. Even after Emmanuel died, the Bible said he is still seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. I have never seen someone walk in such manifest presence of God without living a life of sacrifice. People of God, some things have got to die. Some things have got to go. When you begin to watch men progress from one level of knowledge of God to another, from one level of manifestation of God to another, there is a tendency that there are things that are constantly dying in their lives. Because to the 8th degree you give God space, that is the degree that God himself will begin to manifest in your life. Am I communicating? If you have all this at the back of your mind, please would you help me open to one of the scriptures that I consider, even though it's eschatological in nature, but one of the scriptures I will call a scripture of symbols. Help me open to the book of Revelation. Open to the book of Revelation chapter 12. We read the book of Revelation chapter 12, and I'm going to read from verse 1 all the way down. We're going to read from verse 1 all the way down to verse 11. If there is need, I might go past 11. The Bible says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was there a place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his disciples were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth not that he had but a short time. Now listen to this. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman, now I need you to add your name there. I need you to say, and to Jerry. No, I need you to say like you really mean it. Say, and to Jerry. I want you to say it again. Say, and to Jerry. I am aware that this is our SOA conference and convention. I need you to thunder again. Say, and to Jerry. We are given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Please let me stop there. Father, we ask, oh God, do what only you can do in the next few minutes. Jesus, we ask, let there be none of any man but all of you. Father, we ask, oh God, have your way, Emmanuel, and let a lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. people of God, I want you to realize that the Bible tells us the story of this woman that was pregnant, quite eschatological. But please do not let me get into the eschatological nature of the scripture that we just read now. But allow me to speak about this woman and her sorrowing. Allow me to speak, because if God is with you, the evidence of God being with you is that men and women, everyone around you, whether they like to see your face or not, whether they believe in you or not, people of God, they are going to watch you soar. They are going to see the Lord walk in you. They are going to see the Lord walk through you. They are going to see the Lord walk with you. People of God, it is your soaring season. Hear me as I hear the Lord. In the remaining days of October, let the hand of the Lord, let the grace of God release you for a massive flight. Let the Lord release you for a rising. Receive it of the Lord. Receive it of the Lord. Receive it of the Lord. Let your amen rise higher. And so it is important that please, can you hear me wherever you are? If you can hear me, can you help me turn the fire? Can you scream it louder again? Say fire. And so it is important that we speak about this woman that was given wings to fly by the Lord. Now, the reason why this woman was given wings to fly was very simple, extremely very simple, because there was an onslaught of attack of the enemy against her. The Bible says there was a battle in the heavens over this woman. The Bible speaks about the onslaught of wickedness over this woman. And people of God, the more the pressure came, the more heaven began to say, I will not let this woman move at the level of her attack. I will not let this woman move at the level of her attack. So people of God, if there was no pressure, there would not have been any wings released to that woman. If there was no attack, there would not have been any wings released to that woman. What they don't know is that what they thought was going to bury your destiny, what they thought was going to be the end of your story, at the sound of your amen, it will be a reason for you to fly. I said, it will be a reason for you to fly. It will be a reason for you to soar. It will be a reason for you to soar. Please help me call your name. Say, Jerry. Can you turn the soar? Say, Jerry. Soar. Call your name again. Say, Jerry. Can you thunder it again? Say, soar. Can you thunder it again? Say, Jerry. Thunder it again. Soar. Let your amen thunder louder. But hear me, people of God. It seemed to me that the woman we find in the scripture, the Bible says she was pregnant with a male child that was going to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And people of God, it seemed to me that what this woman was carrying, heavens were interested in it. I'm going somewhere, please come with me. And so people of God, it was so easy. As soon as she came, gave birth, and the dragon came for the baby of this woman, and heaven said, no, you know what this woman is carrying, what this woman has birthed, even me, I am interested in it. And so because I am interested in what she's carrying, I am interested in what she has birthed, then heaven will come into agreement with the destiny of this woman, not just to save her baby, but also to give her wings to fly. So hear me clearly, until you get pregnant with what heaven has validated, until you are pregnant with what heaven is excited about, until you are pregnant with what fits in into the program program of heaven, I'm afraid to say, you might not have any wings to fly. So, sir, if the Lord give you wings to fly, heaven wants to advertise itself. Heaven knows this guy is carrying something that will bring joy to the kingdom. This lady is carrying something that will shock a generation. And so, sir, one of the prayers you're going to make today is, oh Lord, get me pregnant with divine possibilities. Kapalatai. Oh Lord, feed me. I don't want to bet nonsense anymore. Otherwise, my generation will have no respect for my result. I don't want to bet ordinary things anymore. He said to Mary, he said to Mary, the power of the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and you will conceive in your womb. Lift up your right hand wherever you are and turn to say, my Father, say tonight, by the incubation of the Holy Ghost, by the incubation of the Holy Ghost, I carry my possibilities. Let your amen turn the louder. Take your seat for 1 second, and I want everyone under the sakabalada, please permit me to do this right now. There is a strange anointing over families right now. Any family that's encountered repeated negative patterns, any family that has encountered the same cycle repeating itself again and again, at the sound of your amen, I command, let it be broken. The Spirit of God said to me, unlock the door of family celebration. 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 Akopati, Alipiaka, Ashabada, Akoto. Let the door of laughter, of celebration over your family, let it be unlocked. 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 Let your amen rise. I am not praying for everyone, but the Spirit of God said I should declare, from now to the next 11 days, from now to the next 11 days, Kapatalaya, it shall be called 11 days of family good news. The louder your amen, the bigger your evidence. 11 days of family laughter. Let the marriages happen. Let the doors open. Let the finances rise. Let hell be shamed. Receive it right now. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. Let me hear someone turn the fire. I didn't hear you scream fire. Hear me as I hear the Lord. Whether the devil likes it or not, if you can hear my voice, whatever that has followed your family, whatever that has followed your family for a while, I announce, let them be broken. If your amen was under, let a great light shine in your family. I said, let it shine, oh. I said, let it shine. 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 Let your amen rise. Take your seat for 1 second. And so, people of God, I need you to call your name and say, Jerry. And I say it again, say, Jerry. I need you to scream, say, Soa. I need you to shout it again, say, Jerry. I want you to thunder it again, say, Soa. I want you to shout it again, say, Jerry. I want you to thunder it again, say, Soa. Do not forget that I said that this woman was carrying something that heaven was in agreement with. This woman just betted something that heaven was in agreement with. So the nod of heaven became the flight of the woman. The affirmation of heaven, the validation of heaven became the visibility of the woman. And so, people of God, I want to say, we live in a generation who want to sow, but they are not pregnant with anything and they have not bettered anything. We live in a system so badly truncated. Lord, let me sow. Lord, let me sow. And the Lord said, if I let you sow, you will be an embarrassment. If I let you sow, you are going to shame me and shame my kingdom. And so, before this woman was given wings to fly, she conceived, she gave birth, and the Lord gave her wings. Am I communicating? Anybody who has been pregnant with a vision here, anybody who is pregnant with a vision, anybody who has birthed anything, I know you look at it and say, Pastor, too small. I know you look at it and say, some days I'm discouraged. I know you look at it and say, some days, should I even go on? I know you look at it some days and you feel like closing shop. Let God be true and every man a liar. May the Lord give you wings to fly. Let 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 your amen thunder louder. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Somebody shout, Jerry. Can you turn the soa? Shout it again, Jerry. Can you turn the soa? I want to take your seat for 1 second. Let me remind you, I don't know whoever you are, and you're here tonight, they say something is wrong with the valve of your heart. At the sound of your amen, I command, let it be reversed right now. Let it be reversed right now. Are angels not removing every garment of disappointment and rejection? Anyone here who has suffered repeated disappointment, repeated rejection, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I announce, let it be torn by fire. Let it be torn by fire. Let it be torn. Let it be torn. Let it be torn. Let your amen turn louder. Please allow, just allow me. Allow me, people of God. Anyone under the sound of my voice, and you say, Pastor, I know that I have left a season. I've left a season, but I have not entered into the season I desire. It looks like you are in the middle of a transition. It looks like you're in the middle. I've left where I am, but I've not entered what God spoke to you about in 2023. Hear me as I hear the Lord. In the remaining 30 days, by the wings of a great eagle, by the wings of a great eagle, at the sound of your amen, I announce, enter into your new season. I say, enter right now. Enter right now. Enter right now. Enter. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. Let me hear someone turn the fire. I didn't hear you scream fire. Can you shout it louder, fire? Can you thunder it again, shout fire? Thunder it again, fire. Take your seat for 1 second. Don't forget that we are speaking about this woman. And the Bible says, as soon as Satan was cast down, the Lord gave her wings to fly. As soon as Satan was cast down and he lost the battle with the Archangel Michael, as soon as Satan was cast down, the Lord gave her wings to fly. I need to say it again. As soon as the devil lost her place, and the Lord gave her wings to fly. As soon as the ordinance was no longer standing, the Lord gave her wings to fly. As soon as a generation stood fast in the liberty wherein Christ has set them free, the Lord gave her wings to fly. As soon as the Lord turned the captivity of Zion captive, the Lord gave her wings to fly. Now listen to this. Understand carefully that the Bible was careful enough. I do not have the luxury of time to go into all of that. But notice carefully, the Bible was quick enough to introduce this guy. God had lost the place. He manifested the first time as the dragon. But as the scripture began to tell us about the dragon in Revelation 12, another name was called the old serpent. Another name was called devil. Another name was called Satan. People of God, all in one scripture, there were several manifestations of this same wile of the enemy. Let me not talk about every one of them, but let me just pick one. The Bible calls him the old serpent. Anytime you think about serpent and you remember the devil, the first thing you remember is the guy. In fact, from the law of first mention, which we use in interpreting the Bible, the very first time that you will hear the devil aligning with a serpent was in Genesis. Excuse me, Pastor Jerry, how did he come? He didn't come with two horns. He didn't come angry. He didn't come violent and aggressive. He came as something you can like. Did you hear what I just said right now? He came as something that appealed to the sensibility of Eve. He came as something that Eve was going to embrace with all of her sensuality. So people of God, while was stood in front of that woman was dragon, the devil, the Lord began to tell us, don't be fooled. There are days it will come like a dragon. There are days it will come like something that makes sense. There are days that the devil will tell you, you know this fear, it makes sense. You know this sickness, it makes sense. You know what is going on in your family, it will take time. Please allow me to pray. No matter the manifestation of the works of darkness over your life, at the sound of your amen, I command, let it be broken. 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 Let your amen thunder. Your neighbor may not understand why you're doing this, but lift up your right hand with a loud voice. Can you scream, devil? Get out. I need you to scream it again. Say, devil. Shout, get out. I need you to turn and say, devil, shout it, get out. I need you to know, until the devil lost his place, the woman was never given wings to fly. I pray for you right now. Every place the enemy has gained in your family, where your son is, where your daughter is, where your children is, where your career is, where your certificates are, in your health, in any organ of your body, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, we command, lose your place. We say, lose your place. 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 Let your amen rise high. Take your seat in the presence of God for 1 second. I speak to your career. I decree, devil, lose that place. Leave their careers alone. Leave their health alone. Leave their children alone. Leave their bloodline alone. Leave their calling alone. Leave their ministry alone. Leave their sexuality alone. Leave their marriages alone. I said, leave them alone. They've got a ministry to fulfill. Leave them alone. Their name must be heard. Leave them alone. They are rising. Leave them alone. There's a soaring. Let your amen turn the louder. It is important that I remind everyone here, Shaborokotira, that as soon as Akolanibashada, the Lord saw that this woman was going to be on the same level with her persecutor. Because as soon as the devil was cast down, the woman was already on the earth. The Lord realized that this woman was going to be on the same level with her persecutor. The Lord had to give her wings. In other words, every high flyer never be on the same level with your attacker. Did you hear what I just said right now? People of God, I came to beg you, never be on the same level with your mocker. Never be on the same level with those that want you to fail. Never be on the same level. People of God, let them do what they can do physically. But people of God, when you go to the altar, when you go to your prayer hour, when you go in the night, don't be on the same level with your attacker. If you understand it, can you turn a louder amen? And people of God, that's no way this woman was going to be on the same level. Anyone on the sound of my voice here that has suffered repeated stroke by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I announce, let it be reversed right now. Let it be reversed right now. Let it be reversed right now. One of the things the Lord said to me that he was going to break, every spirit of struggle, every spirit of struggle. You're struggling in your finances, you're struggling in your health, you're struggling in your business, you're struggling in your academics. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I command, let every struggle be broken. Let every struggle be broken. Let every struggle be broken. We command struggle break. 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 Let your amen turn louder. People of God, I need you to understand Ken Mendoza. Lakaroshande Araba Rakabadia Barasuta Leba Ekoroshande Bele Barasia. I pray at this hour, Kerebeya Bosadadaya, that the Lord puts in your hand exactly what your generation is asking for. This prayer may not make sense to you, but I want to make it again. I want to make this prayer. May the Lord put in your hands exactly what your generation needs. I pray for you. May you not offer your generation what they used to need. May the Lord put in your hand what your generation needs. If you believe it, turn a louder amen. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen thunder. Let your amen thunder. Let your amen thunder. Take your seat for 1 second. Let me remind you that I read the scripture and I said to God, you didn't need any drama to cause the woman to soar. There was no drama. You didn't You didn't need to make it animated. You didn't need to say, I gave her wings and she began to fly. People of God, God, who is God all by himself. If you wanted that woman to fly, she can fly without wings. She can soar without wings. But God, in his knowledge, looks at this woman and says to this woman, the realm I am taking you to, there is Kopashada, a natural composition of people who soar. Kabalada, there's a realm that I am taking you to. Shakadileba, I am going to amend your physical features to fit into her. Kabalasa, the form of those that soar. Keperosi balaha, ereketola disha, ebiyedesoka. I need you to understand that if I let you, ekuradisa, soar without wings, you might fall without balance. And the Lord said to the woman, there's a place I'm taking you to. I need to give you the form of those that soar. No matter how much we prophesy over your life, you need to get the form for high flyers. Did you hear what I just said right now? No matter how much we declare over your life, God looks at this woman and says, you know what? I need to give you the form. I need to give you the form of those who can fly. So I'm giving you wings because you got a soar. So people of God, you need to begin to look like your new territory. You need to look like a barashadi, a rembino kusoda, a shabadiada, a besukada. So, sir, allow me to do an aside and remind you, for every new season, God is pointing you to build the form for it. Did you hear what I just said right now? For every new season, you sit back and God reveals to you, I'm going to do this with you. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to make this thing happen. You better build the form for it. I need you to build the form for it. Some of them will come with some crucibles. Some of them will come with some life lessons. People of God, I say this with all humility under God. Over the past 15 years of my life, I mean, everyone close to me, everyone who has worked with me and close to me knows this like they know their name. No matter what happens around me, you're going to find me praying through the night. Through the night. Did I say 15 years? Maybe over close to 20 years, I pray through the night. The only times I'm confused is when I'm traveling to America, where I don't know which one is night and which one is morning. And that's exactly where I just keep complaining to everybody around me. Have we reached night? Have we reached night? Which one is night? Which one is morning? People of God. But this is now, when all this was happening, there was no NSPPD. When all this was happening, I didn't even understand. When all this was happening, I could remember the Lord. Whenever I would stand beside the wall, the days I'm tired and I'm feeling sleepy, the days I'm tired and I'm leaning beside the wall and I sleep off, I would leave at the wall and I would just be sleeping. And then the devil would tell me, go and lie down in the bed. If you sleep tonight, nothing will go wrong. But I would gently see the Lord tap me and tell me for where I am taking you to. For where I am taking you to. People of God, people look at those who God has manifested. God just likes them. No, sir. Most times, God has over the years caused them to develop a form that is now needed in this season of their lives. Whenever God begins to point you to a new season, I want you to sit back away from receiving the prophetic declaration. Ask the Lord, what form do you want to build in me? But even as I am here, and even as God is doing all that he's doing, I'm still asking God, Shabadiyana, what form do you want to build in me for what is coming? Am I communicating? Help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, that was the wrong neighbor. Leave that neighbor. Get in the face of another neighbor and tell that neighbor, say, neighbor, I want you to say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, say, you are moving to a realm where all you will do is just to sow. Say, neighbor, neighbor, develop the form you need. If you believe it, under a louder amen. If you believe it, scream a better amen. Can you shout a better amen? Let your amen turn the louder. As your two hands are lifted, any power that will deform you, at the sound of your amen, I decree that they are broken right now. I announce that they are broken right now. I announce they are broken right now. I announce they are broken right now. I announce they are broken right now. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. Somebody, as your two hands are lifted, whether you have faith or you do not have faith, but there are people in this November, in this October, that this prayer will be your evidence. Hear me clearly. May the Lord give you 10 years in 1 month. I'm not sure you heard what I said. This is a sovereign season. Kapale koshada, reketole seya, eremene soya. I decree, may the Lord give you 10 years and 1 month. Receive it right now. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. It may have taken them 10 years, but at the sound of your amen, it will take you less than a month. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen thunder. Let your amen rise. There's a woman who is here. You came with breast cancer. Even the breast has developed wound. And I tell the devil, you're a liar. I say the devil is a liar. I command, let breast cancer disappear right now. I say, let breast cancer disappear right now. Let breast cancer disappear right now. This prayer may not be for everyone, but anyone who gave their crown to another without knowing what they did, at the sound of your amen, I announce, let your crown be restored to you. Oh my God, let your crown be restored. Let it 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 be restored. As your two hands are lifted, I announce over your family, Karabalisada, at the sound of your amen, not only one person will be the light. Let all the lights arise in your house. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. There's a woman I see in the spirit where you had your cesarean section. Every now and then pus will come out of it. Every now and then pus will come out of it. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I command, let it dry up right now. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. Everyone, stretch out your two hands towards me. At the sound of your amen, I call, whether you understand this prayer or not, all I need you to turn is your amen. I announce the keys have been given to you. Hey, Shabado, Reketebe, Leketo Kolasha, Rekotonia, Eshebede, Ekotona, Rekotubania, Lakatana. You are a gatekeeper. Take the keys. You are a gatekeeper. Take the keys. You are a gatekeeper. Take the keys. Shakotoli, Reketiba, Eshaba, Rakapati, Reketole, Eshaba, Rakatina, Rababasa, Lakatata, Rasabe, Reketona, Rababa, Asabe, Ekotona, Rapese, Rekademi, Latata, Rabianasha, Rakatani, Rabiana, Lakata, let your aim on the louder. Just you need to make this prayer at this point with me. Lift up your right hand. Can I hear you turn the fire? I didn't hear you turn the fire. I didn't hear you turn the fire. I want you to turn and say, my father, whatsoever that is not of the Lord in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, I shake it off. I shake it off. I shake it off. Fall 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 off. Open your mouth. Shake it off. Shake it off. Rekete. Rebianasa. Akatoli. Rebianasa. Asakati. Reketol. Rebiana. Etemene. Rekotoli. Esada. Rekotol. Rebiana. Isata. Rekotoli. Esada. Ebede. Esoka. Atalada. Rebiana. Asabi. Rekotol. Rabia. Isama. Ata. Rekotol. Reshe, Ebia, Lakato, Asa, Apakato, Reshebia, Atuani, Rekoto, Lebiana, Ebita, Erico, Esibi, I command, let them fall off. Let them fall off. 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 Let your amen sound louder. Take yourself for 1 second. Let me just say this prophetic word over the lives of some people. At the sound of your amen, whatever that is due to happen in your life that has not yet happened, whatever that is due to happen in your life that has not yet happened, we give the next 15 days an assignment. We send the next 15 days on assignment. We send the next 15 days on assignment. Let them deliver it. Let them deliver it. 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 Let your aim it under. I need you to understand this. The Bible says, and the Lord gave the woman wings, and the Lord said, you're gonna fly. Shepherd Koros in there. You are going to fly. And the Bible says she was going to enter into the wilderness to a place which has been prepared for her, where the Lord was going to nourish her, where the Lord was going to feed her. People of God, God was going to take her to the wilderness. Let me say it again. Where the Lord was going to feed her, the Lord was going to take a high flyer to the wilderness. Where the Lord was going to feed her, I want to say it again. Some things are not lining up. She was going to fly, and the Lord had already prepared a place for her in the wilderness. The Lord prepared a place for her. The Lord prepared a place for her in the wilderness, where the Lord will feed her. The Lord prepared a place in the wilderness. House on the rock. I bet my life on this. If we were going to ask the woman, choose a place where the Lord will nourish you, she will never choose the wilderness. However, the Lord chose the wilderness. Recommendo Sokotoya. Jemiana Korasada. The economy of the winds, but her supply was inevitable. Shibira. Some people might look at her and say, that's the wilderness. She will reply them, he brought me here. He that brought me here will sustain me. He that brought me here will feed me. He that brought me here will cover me. He that brought me here will sustain me. Sakobane, let's have believer. Turn down louder, amen. And people of God, this is how this woman had to move into the wilderness. Sometimes, don't complain about the place. Pay attention to what is in it. You know, Korosia, that woman faced a lot of attack. Akuradasha from the dragon. Let me understand. Sometimes the branding may not be it, but most times what you need is inside the content. And so, people of God, it was the wilderness, but something is in it for me. He was in a place of dryness, but he has prepared a table for me. He was in a place that didn't look like it, but there was something God had put together. Let me say this to you. The Bible said the reason why the dragon fought the woman was because he had such a short time. The Bible said the reason why the woman was going to be taken to that place where he was going, she was going to be nourished, it was going to be for a time, for times and half a time. People of God, so even her stay in the wilderness had a time. Let me put it this way, even her nourishment in the wilderness had a time. Sir, I am most certain that the dragon cannot kill her. I know that like I know my name. But I am afraid that if this woman did not receive wings to fly, she would have been fighting with the dragon. The dragon will release water. The woman will run to the other side. The woman, so you end up fighting battles that delay men. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. I don't want to hear the Lord preserved me. All I want to say is if you have come to delay me, you are going to stop tonight. There are people under the sound of my voice. The devil has raised battles to delay you for no reason. From one battle to another, at the sound of your amen, every battle of delay, I announce, let it be broken. I said, let it be broken. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. I want you to realize that all the Lord needed to give the woman, don't forget, what was after her had time in mind. What has been prepared for the woman had a time. People of God, you cannot, you know, the truth of the matter is that you don't understand that the unit of destiny is time. So, sir, every 10 minutes you spent making I do statements, people of God, I do not. You know, it's easier to always say about people, God is with them. The anointing of God is upon them. I came with my staff. We worked really hard. I told all of them, let's hop on the plane and let's come. They know that I don't have 10 minutes to waste. I got me no 15 minutes to, there's just something else we need to do. There's something else I need to create. If there is no work, I will create one. People of God, because what is pursuing me has a mandate of time. Where I am going to is already time. Sir, may nobody step into your shoes because you are wasting time. I I am not talking to everybody, I'm talking to high flyers. We have entered into a season where we can boldly tell the devil, I have no time to waste. Anyone who is a time waster, you've wasted time when you wasted time. You got no time to stay on the phone. What am I talking about? If it is wasting your time, cut the call, fulfill destiny. Am I communicating? No time. No time. He is working on a timeline. Then where I am going to is already timed. I do not want to arrive by 6 if my appointment is by 3. Did you hear what I just said right now? I do not want to arrive by 12 midnight when a destiny generation. You know, people of God, everyone has their season. In your season, God gathers your men. But let me remind you, may you not show up when your men have gone. Did you hear what I just said right now? Sakibala, God has arranged everything. This is why what we call it, and we call it Kairos. Kairos, get this, the opportunity. Everybody has it organized. May you not show up, and then everything lined up for you. And then you sit back. When you see others that are meeting up with their time, when you see others that assignment God asked you to do, go and finish it. It's time to your new season. That thing God is laying in the palm of your heart to do, do it. It's time to your new season. And people of God, at the sound of your amen, as your two hands are lifted, I decree over your life, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, you will not miss your due season. You will not miss your due season. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen turn the louder. As your two hands are lifted, I announce, let generational doors open right now. Anybody that came in here with any lump, with any tumor, with any growth, with any keloid, rekibitia, eshebedea, akotolea, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I announce, let it be reversed right now. Let it be reversed. Let it be reversed. Let it be reversed. Let it be reversed. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let your amen turn the louder. Let the doors of family celebration, let it open right now. 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 Let your amen thunder. Everybody rise on your feet wherever you are. Lift up your two hands. With a loud voice, can I hear you thunder fire? For the second time, can I hear you thunder fire? For the third time, can I hear you turn the fire? For the fourth time, can I hear you turn the fire? For the fifth time, can I hear you turn the fire? For the sixth time, can I hear you turn the fire? For the seventh time, can I hear you turn the fire? Tonight, with the grief fire of God, locate every chain, locate anyone, rakabada sunaya, elekotole, under any oppression, under any affliction, rekotole, eshebede, akatulani, ekotolea, aparasha, I command, let the chain, let it break, 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 let it break. Let it break, let it break, let it break, let it be broken. Lift up your two hands. The deliverance power of God. Anyone under the sound of my voice, where they say that people don't rise in that family, where there's an embargo, where there's a limitation, nobody can be called great in that home. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, let it be broken. Let your amen thunder. As your two hands are lifted, whatever that has covered your family, covered your career, covered your business, covered your children, oh my God, this is your season of invisibility. At the sound of your amen, I command, let it be torn by fire. 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 Let it be torn right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let your amen thunder. Lift up your two hands. As husband and wife that I see, both of you are here tonight. Both of you do not have a job. Thus saith the Lord, in 3 days I will give you one. Anybody who is due to be married and is not married, whatever that has hindered your marriage, I command, let it be broken by fire. I say, let it be broken by fire. Let it be broken by fire. The sound of celebration shall be heard. The sound of good news shall be heard. The sound of rejoicing shall be heard. Receive it right now. 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 Let your amen thunder. You're here, your brother has a tumor in the head. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I announce, let it be reversed right now. I say, let it be reversed right now. Let it be reversed right now. I command every goiter, let it disappear by fire. Let it disappear by fire. Let it disappear. Let it disappear. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let your amen thunder louder. With your two hands lifted. Shendikorosia. Lebiana Barababa Kotora Shadi. Leketola Basia. Wherever you are and you can speak in the Holy Ghost, can I give you the next 1 minute? Just open your mouth and begin to thunder. Begin to speak in other tongues. Rekibana Sibi. Lekotoroboshada. Rakitolebisi. Ekotosiba. Rakapete. Leketolasha. Arabarababasa. Leketede. Asabiki. Rekotola. Epekotea. Esebi. Ekotole. Rakatala. Isapakata. Rekotoliba. Ekapede. Isakata. Rekotoli. Isabade. Akotole. Rekete. Esebe. Elibada. Atalabada. Rekotola. Isakata. Elebi. Ikotala. Labinok. Esokoto. Esebede. Eberedosa. Lekotoli. Let your amen turn louder. With your two hands lifted, I decree, let the Ruach breath of God send the Biakoroshi Adaba. And the Bible says, he breathed upon them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. And right now I pray, let there be a steering. Right now I pray, let there be a release of a fresh unction. Let there be a release of a fresh mantle. Let there be a release. Let the breath of the Almighty keep us like it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like a mighty wind. Like a mighty wind. Yes, that's the power. Yes, that's the power. Yes, that's the power. Echo to the Arabia. Yes, sir. Let the wind. Let the wind. Let the wind. Let the wind. The wind of a new season. The wind of a burden. The wind of a rebirth. Echo to the shah. Let there be a wind. A wind of a spirit. A wind of emergency. Rakapata. Rakatemes. Echo pad. Isaac. Elibiana. Assad. Epicota. Arabi. Esad. Apata. Rakota. Rebisha. Etolia. Epicade. Asada, Asabada, Akotole, Abede, Akota, Asabada, Eribea, in the name of Jesus. I decree from the inside to the outside, let the power that incubates man to be emerge, power that incubates man to emerge and be who they never thought they will be. And let the breathing and the shift that will move you from where you are to where you ought to be at the sound of your amen. Let the hand of the Lord, yes sir, let the hand of the Lord, yes sir, let the hand of the Lord, the power of God is all over the room. Let the hand of the Lord, 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 Ekodisha, Epiakoto, let him move, 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 right now. As your two hands are lifted, I announce you are in a new season. I decree, sower, for your time has come. Let the form you need to be made into, in order to assess the fullness of all God has ordained. Lipakotola, for tonight is a night of making. Kebedo Shadaya, let the Lord make you into that form right now. Let doors you never imagined will open. I announce, let them be opened right now. I decree the hand of the Lord is upon you. Everything has changed. It will not be up to 24 hours. Let the good news begin in your family. The things that made you cry, you are about to celebrate over them. The things that made you cry, you are about to celebrate over them. Let every medical report be reversed by fire.
Let every medical report be reversed by fire. In the week that we are entering into, what they said they saw before, they will not see it again. I announce the Lord has fought for you. I announce that your joy has come. I announce that a new man has emerged. I announce that you are no longer where you were. I announce this is the season of your becoming. Can you raise your voice and thunder a louder amen? Let me ask you how I usually ask my people. Let me ask you, how will you shout? How will you scream? Is that all you're gonna do? Somebody shout, 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 shout. Give the Lord a loud shout. House on the Rock. Please allow me to say this before I get out of your face. I want to say this to you. I was particularly touched when I heard the story of the movement of the church and how our Jubilee is here with us. The restoration of what the devil thought he took is here with us. I like to be part of things like this because the devil will never have the last word. But all I'm asking you is join this chariot. Let me tell you how men build lasting legacies is when they build God's house. I've given you a secret when they build God's house. This is how men never fail. Anyone who understands the covenant, and I'm not talking about God's house, I'm talking about like this place where people gather to worship. I don't have all the time to unbundle what it means to raise a place for God. I'm intentional about it. Yes, and I want to encourage you. Even if it means you're closing. I remember many years ago, all I did was I walked in. He's still in our church in Omaha. All I did was to walk in and I closed my account. I gave God everything. Many years ago, I cried as I came out. My account officer at the time, he asked me, do you have to give everything you have? I said, yes, I have to. I gave everything. I cried. But today, let me tell you what people don't know. Pastor said a bit, my staff will tell. I don't know anyone who even gives to ministry in my ministry more than myself. I'm still crazy with giving with God. I don't mind. I and our ministry, it's up to you. I'm going to encourage you. Give to this. You see, the thing you people like is that those people that know how to whine. Those people that know how to whine. Give, if you bring 1 million naira now, tomorrow, and this, you're going to get 20 million. God is not like that. But we give because we love Him. We give because the kingdom will not suffer loss. So I'm going to encourage you. At least prove whether I'm a man of God. Prove with this thing. Prove whether I'm a man of God. Because I'm going to say a prayer for everyone who will say, on behalf of myself and our ministry, we will give 15 million. But I want you to also join me and say, Pastor Jerry, we we are lying. That we are doing this giving. We are doing multiple projects as a church. When I mean multiples, round everywhere, from in the country, out of the country, we are doing multiple projects. But we're doing this just because we believe. Like they said, will I be happy to hear that where God's name is, somebody has taken it? They will push down the building. They will set up their own building. They will build their own house. In fact, they should even take it as a warning. Nobody should even go and build or go and get a land. That's how people don't go and buy cemetery. You go and cemetery was on their own. You went and bought cemetery. You went and bought where? Because you don't know. That place ceases to be anybody. This is the reason why they could not do anything with it. Over the years, they could not do anything with it. Shebi, you collected it. Now that you've collected it, do something with it. Nothing. The voice on the altar was speaking. There are patterns you see, you will receive sense. And you tell yourself, you know what? Maybe this is the way I'm supposed to do it. I stand on behalf of our ministry and I want to encourage you. Don't see God. Don't see God and walk. I'm going to make prayer for everyone who is going to say, Pastor Jerry, let me sharpen my head in this. Shebi, you put your head. Let me follow you. Let me see whether what God cannot do. And if you are like me saying, Pastor Jerry, I don't know how to, I don't have grace for this. I don't have grace for this. Since I became a pastor up until now, I don't know how to raise money. Ask any, I have never raised chakam. If you ask me to raise when I come for your program, I'll ask you, how will I do it? So you have to give me idea on how I will do it. And I don't know how to do it. That's why, you know, like Igbo people will say that the ox that does not know how to pursue a fly. Eh? Did I get it right? I don't understand, Sha, but you know what I was trying to say. That is what it is. So I want you to understand that because I never knew how to do it. All I kept depending is God. Every now and then, there's nothing God has not done. We see people volunteer because we know that our secret is in giving. People volunteer. My people know, people volunteer. Pastor, we bought a land here. We are building for you people here. We're doing it. We have more buildings than we have pastors. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're sitting back. I have my people. Who do we send? Who do we do? Who do we? We don't have. But we have buildings. We have. Till tomorrow, people are doing that. Because we too, we are givers. Why I'm saying this to you is that don't see an opportunity to be blessed. When you see a ministry, God is blessed. Don't be in a hurry to say, sit back and say, what are they doing? What are they doing that I need to learn? And if you're like me saying, Pastor Jerry, I want to do this, raise your hand. They will give you an envelope. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. I don't know whether we have enough envelopes to go around. Sir, we do. Yes. It's not now that I'm saying this, you want to go. You will not go anywhere. Stay and let me finish this thing I'm saying. Anybody who wants to go, give them envelope. The devil wants to distract them. I hope we have enough envelopes. Everybody needs an envelope. Better just take an envelope. And if you have an envelope, rise on your feet. What is that one thing you desire before the end of this year? That one thing you desire before the end of this year. I want you to tell God about it. Shekodo sibarada. Lebe de kosupan de koshabara. Letibara kosipadasha. Zekoron de basila. Lord, if indeed your hand is on my life, see those you love. They have raised their sacrificial seed before you. Father, I pray. At the sound of their amen, let the same hands that is lifted, at the sound of their amen, let the same hand carry their evidence. I decree it is done. Let your eyes see what you are able to do. That you are not a man that you should tell lies. I decree it is done. So shall it be. Let your amen thunder louder. And may God bless and honor you.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Pastor Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log on to www.hotrenugump3.com. That is www.hotrenugump3.com to download. Truly, the word works. You got to go.